And now once you've captured the CO2, you have to be able to recycle that material that you used to capture it over and over again. The scale of carbon capture is so enormous that the capture process must be sustainable, and you can't use a material just once. And so recycling the material requires an enormous amount of heat. Because think about it, CO2 is so dilute in the air that material is binding it really strong, and so you need a lot of heat in order to recycle the material. And to recycle the material with that heat, what happens is that concentrated CO2 that you got from dilute CO2 in the air is now released, and you produce high purity CO2. And that's really important, because high purity CO2 is easier to liquefy, easier to transport, whether it's in a pipeline or a truck, or even easier to use directly, say as a fuel or a chemical. So I want to talk a little bit more about that energy. The heat required to regenerate or recycle these materials absolutely dictates the energy and the subsequent cost of doing this. So I ask a question. How much energy do you think that it takes to remove 1 million tons of CO2 from the air in a given year? The answer is a power plant. It takes a power plant to capture CO2 directly from the air. Depending on which approach you choose, the power plant could be on the order of 300 to 500 megawatts. And you have to be careful about what kind of power plant you choose. If you choose coal, you end up emitting more CO2 than you capture.